On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. And you listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
What up, folks? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast, coming to you right now. Sitting here in Arrowhead Stadium, the Redskins just lost a real heartbreaker. Monday Night Football, they showed up and they played well and they fought their guts out. A number of guys got injured, came up short. Plenty to discuss. I got Rich Tandler here with me. Tandler, what's up, man?
Well, we're sitting about 20 feet from the spot where Josh Doctson, did he drop that ball? Let's get this out. Did he drop that ball in the end zone?
He didn't catch it.
Okay, but is it a drop? You know what the definition is, a drop, and
I don't think that's a drop.
A tough catch. Okay,
I don't think that's a drop. Now you'd like to have him catch that ball, but I don't think that's
yes.
a drop.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Okay, Mitch Tischler's here, also local celebrity.
What's up? That was definitely not a drop.
Yeah, that was not a drop.
Okay,
what do you
could have had? Could have had, but not a drop.
Really tough play. Really,
but that's but he's also a first round pick, and that's kind of why he's a first round pick. That would be my contention with it. I'm not calling it a drop. Let's be clear. But I might think
kind of sounds like you're not calling
it
a drop.
I think he should have had it maybe more than you guys do.
It was about 8 feet in front of me, and as high up as he went for the ball, and first round pick.
He was 2 feet off the ground.
Eighth round pick. He came down with a thud.
I'm telling you, I think he was hurt in the locker room because he was real ginger getting his shirt on and off. I think he landed right on his shoulder.
I don't think that whether he was hurt or not, I mean, he came down right on the ball. Like, it happens sometimes. He made a fantastic play to get up there and get two hands on it and almost come down with an incredible catch.
Tandler just throwing haymakers out of the gate.
I don't know. I just thought it was a worthy topic of discussion.
It's certainly a worthy topic.
Certainly was a topic of discussion on Twitter where everybody thought he dropped it.
I imagine there was some more reasoned.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you want to drop or what should be charged as a drop, what Terrell Pryor did going over the middle when he very clearly didn't go for the ball when he was going to get lit up. I mean,
alligator arms?
48 was right there in position to clobber him. He didn't make the catch. Mitch is shaking his head.
That was a big turning point in the game, I thought.
Yeah,
I mean,
big time.
That was a first down, and that was
continuing
some
momentum.
Yeah, I mean that was a and
continuing.
They
needed
you know,
to generate it.
There were five different turning points in this game because there was up and down. But
it was a great game.
It was a really for all the stinkers that the NFL has had in primetime, this was a really good football game.
I bet the NFL ratings are a hot topic. I imagine they were very good for this game.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, for me, Doctson had the chance to make really the a catch that could spark his career after last week and getting that touchdown, another touchdown, that athletic of a play, but I'm not calling that thing a drop.
Okay. That's like I said, I think we're kind of in agreement
but
there.
I'll tell you what, man, Kirk made a throw on that ball and it had to be high because he had to get it over the corner who was in good position.
Kirk made a throw, but how about that final drive? If you want a franchise quarterback, a guy who's going to put the team on his shoulders, I mean, he had three straight runs there.
And a guy that hasn't done it in primetime in the big spot, often at least.
He was on point. He got the plays in. He got the guys to the line of scrimmage.
And going off schedule, man. And, you know, that's the thing Kirk talked about all offseason. He's like, all right, this is what I'm really working on is being able to make plays when the play breaks down. He showed the wheels, and they needed it. And they crushed – He crushed me in over-unders, which we'll discuss a little later, with all the rush yards.
That was good. I appreciated every yard he made.
Damn you, Tandler.
Damn it, Tandler. The things that we talked about in the offseason that he needed to get better at, the off-schedule plays, giving his receivers a chance, he showed all of that in that final drive. It was pretty all-encompassing. I mean, he
really, because the ball to Doxson was a 50-50, which he doesn't like throwing.
And they another drive in the third quarter, when after they fell behind for the first time.
That was a huge.
Boom, boom.
Well, that was
boom.
Vernon going Vernon, 70 yards
right,
down the
Vernon
field.
Got it, but he threw a nice 69. Nice touchdown. Right.
Well, I said 75 in postgame, so hopefully nobody was
fact-checking
me.
That would have been a touchdown. It was a play from the 25.
It was the first play after. It was the first play
after. I'm not a math guy, dude.
Okay,
come on.
Okay.
Hey, also, that was a hell of a throw to Ryan Grant right there.
Yes,
and a
good
catch. By Ryan Grant. I mean,
yo,
it was a good
great catch from Ryan Grant.
He uses
yo,
body to
where's the kid that told us he's going to eat his hat if Ryan Grant has more than 200 receiving yards?
No, it's
we
it
need
20
that guy.
Catches, I think.
It was 20 catches or 200 yards. It was
something ridiculous. Is that in a single game or on the season?
On the season.
Yo, that guy's going to be eating a hat.
This dude, it's a fedora that
he better get
he's
some salt
eat.
And pepper.
Yo, you're going to eat that
where
hat,
are you?
Guy.
You need to come out and identify yourself.
Yeah, identify yourself.
This is definitely.
Looking at the stat lines, some funky stuff. One thing that weirdly kind of jumps out to me, only 7 touches for Chris Thompson, 27 total yards. Jameson Crowder only had 1 catch.
And
that was
on
at the end.
Yeah, that play that ended up being
thing.
The touchdown.
How about if you were laying – if you had Redskins plus 7, you thought you cashed that ticket, man.
And under.
That's brutal. Under that's a brutal – I assume SVP had that on Bad Beats because that is a brutal bad beat.
I believe SVP tweeted it was an all-time bad beat. But after that last play and all the players and coaches went out to midfield and then they had to bring them back down to try the extra point or whatever, Gruden grabbed
Come on, NFL.
Change
that rule. Okay, you should be able to decline to attempt an extra point.
Unless it's a 2-point game. In that case, where a blocked extra point returned, you get 2.
Okay, but you can just – okay, that's true.
So you shouldn't be able to decline it. But in that situation, when it's a 9-point game or whatever it was.
Well, couldn't you just take a knee?
That's what they did.
That's what
they
did. They
just took a knee.
Okay. So I was in transit at that point.
But just declined to do it.
Just declined to do it. But the point being, Gruden grabbed Crowder – put his arm around and was like, hey, man, we just wanted the screen on that play. We didn't want to start throwing the laterals. He's like, we said if there's nothing there, just get out of bounds and hopefully with time for another play. But at that point, it was kind of a little too late, a little too lost. But either way.
Big picture. 2-2 at the bye.
Much-needed bye, by the way.
God, they are beat up to hell. Do you want to do a quick injury rundown? I mean, we'll know a lot more tomorrow when Gruden talks.
Obviously, the most serious seems to be Josh Norman with a broken rib. Seems to be there was some concern about lung injury.
I don't know if you saw my report. The lungs are clear. I was able to confirm that with a source.
And
that's the most important thing because that's internal organs are a different
3
matter.
3 weeks with a bye back Monday night against the Eagles.
Up in Philly.
He
looked to be in a lot of pain. I talked with him briefly as he was leaving the locker room. He's beat up. I think a lot of these – Trent was in pain, man. We had him on postgame.
And if Trent's admitting pain and limping and all that,
yes.
I mean, we know what kind of warrior he is.
Well, and Insecki's out for a while.
Yeah, that's definitely a kick.
Well, I don't know. If it's 3 weeks, he could be back for the Eagles game if it's on the short side.
A lot of injuries. I mean, you run down defensively.
First game after the bye is San Fran.
I know.
Oh,
right.
I'm not saying
you won't miss a game.
You're bypassing San Fran, just talking about.
Right. I don't know that Trent misses a game. Josh definitely is missing.
But, but still, going in there,
Rob,
a better chance.
They needed Rob Kelly out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk? I mean, this maybe is in time or place, but the Samaje Perine situation has to be addressed.
You got to be able to catch pitches out of the backfield. That's a must.
Dances too much, and he's almost more of a liability than he is a good running back.
I think
six carries, 27 yards, 4.5 per. Now that's not
the numbers aren't telling the story there.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
I do. It's funny. I think he was running okay. He was running better than we'd seen prior to the damn near colossal failure fumble.
But
yes,
those individual plays are what kill a game.
Right.
I mean, if the Chiefs come up with that, that's.
Just the fumble hurt him because
that's
then it was
6 points if the Chiefs come up with it.
Well, but even just the fumble, it was then 3rd and 11 or something. And
no, I think I made it
second and
14,
13
or 14.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think the bye week's coming at a good time for Perine, because I think if they were playing next week, you'd see Mac Brown active. Well, and regardless of the Rob
seems
Kelly.
To be, that's something he seems to be kind of stubborn about at this point. And when he gets
about
stubborn,
Perine over Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
If we're taking the 10,000 the foot approach, this is coming. The bye week's coming at a good time right now because they're banged up. But we're 4 weeks in and they're super banged up. I mean, there's still a large part of the season on the other side. And if any of these injuries are lingering, this could, I mean, things could go downhill if guys end up, if these key guys are going to end up missing time in the second half of the season.
I wanted to say this. I might write about this later in the week, but a lot of fans and stuff were griping about calling this an early bye. And certainly it's early within the realm of the regular season. But I talked to a few different players on this, and the players are cool with this bye week. And they think about it. They've been going since July every right. day. So for them, this is kind of the actual midpoint of the season, early October. So July, August, September, they went and then get a week off, and then you're recharged for October, November, December.
2.5 months.
Right. So, and they're practicing more in July and August, certainly, than they are in October and November, you know?
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it that way, but that does.
So just
does
some
make sense.
Food for
thought. And then they'll have the kind of the mini bye going in September after they play those two Thursday games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to December, you mean?
Going to December, yeah.
All right. We're gonna do some foreshadowing here. We're going to end this podcast asking the three of us if Redskins fans should be encouraged. We're going to end the podcast.
That's a tease.
Yeah, it's a tease.
Not
so
really foreshadowing.
Remind me
of
that. Well, it's also, I'm trying to say it now so you guys remind me because I forget everything. Now it's time for Game Balls and Goats.
Tandler is laughing way too hard about this literary thing.
Giggly Tandler.
No,
it's
I'm
like he's had seven IPAs.
It's really what was funny.
Game balls for me. I think Kirk gets one tonight. Kirk was good.
I'll go with Kirk.
O-line played pretty well.
Yeah.
No sacks. No sacks, right?
No sacks. No false starts. No holding. That's pretty good in an environment.
O-line gets one.
I don't know how many teams come in here in primetime and get those three zeros there.
Trent told me all the shotgun snaps were silent count. Every time they're in the shotgun.
Yeah.
Which is relatively normal, but yeah.
Yeah,
I think. Well, I don't know that you can give Pryor one. The touchdown catch was great, but the drop was pretty significant.
Yeah,
Vernon Davis gets a damn game ball. Yeah. That run was incredible.
Or Ryan Grant gets a game ball.
Yeah. Ryan Grant gets a game ball.
He had a nice game. He had a nice game. He had a nice game. Other game balls, I thought 95.
Allen.
Yeah, Allen had a good.
Great.
I thought he had a good game. Not much. I want to go a goat, the D line, and maybe Preston Smith with the offsides.
Yeah. The offsides were a killer.
Yeah, he got a sack, but he didn't. Yeah, the two offside penalties. Although the one at the goal line, which I think was right here, also
he wasn't offsides.
He wasn't offsides.
That was a killer
penalty. Should have been. Now, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Chiefs go for it on the next play. Alex Smith. They run that exact same play, and Alex Smith scampers in anyway. But. You know, you got to wonder about that chance because that was weak. That was a very weak call.
All right, well,
I thought
Mitch
switched
us to goats, but we can stay on either side.
I thought Breland, he had a couple of penalties that were not good. I thought Breland played pretty well. He got up, made some tackling. He kind of took that after Norman went out. He kind of took that role of being the lead dog back there. With
we gave the game ball to Norman despite getting hurt. Thought he had a pretty solid game. Receivers didn't really get loose until after he kind of got banged up a little bit. And he obviously had that huge hit on Travis Kelce in the middle of the field. And Breland actually had that next play where he lit up.
Dude, Travis Kelce's kind of annoying, right? Like, I don't watch the Chiefs enough.
No,
like, it's a lot
he's
of, like.
Very annoying.
It's a lot of, like, antics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweet during the game. It might have been one of you guys. That he wants to be Gronk so badly, but he just comes off as like the annoying frat boy or whatever it was. And nothing is more fitting than that. He's just like he's like tries hard to be this like tough cool guy, and he's just annoying
he's
as
just
hell.
Not there.
Good football player.
Good football player.
Good football player. Good for him, but
yeah.
kind of annoying to watch.
So he's good though.
Very good football player.
What did he have?
I think he had 111.
Kareem Hunt just got. Didn't somebody say Kareem Hunt over under 100 yards in our?
Yeah, in the users.
He got 101.
Man, and
yeah, 111.
It seemed like he was going to break one, but he never did.
Yeah, long of 17.
All right, so
that was a pretty underwhelming 101, by the way. I mean, he got.
Well, he had 24 in the first half.
He started breaking runs yeah. in the second half
when the defense gets tired.
But he also never really broke a run. Like, he had a couple nice runs,
yeah.
but they did a great job of bottling him up and keeping him from turning, you know, a 12-yard run into a 48-yard
yeah.
backbreaker that, you know, tough to come back from.
Yeah.
So, good ups on the second and third DBs and linebackers
yeah.
for keeping him there.
To me, there's not really goats in this game. The penalties on the D-line, certainly. I mean, the penalties were a true killer. But outside of that, am I forgetting something?
I'm
not going to do is call Doxson a goat for not coming down with that ball.
I'm not either.
Okay, I'm looking at you.
And I'm flipping you off.
Take it easy.
Not the first time, and I'm sure it's not the last. I don't have stats. I don't do stats, and obviously I'm – you know, watching the game from field level, but did they not run the ball enough today? I know with the Rob Kelly injury, it's tough, and P. Ryan was...
You know, through three quarters, they were even. And let's see. Actually, 26 runs, 24 passes.
All right. So I was maybe just not, like JP said, not getting the ball to Chris Thompson enough. I mean, especially in the passing game, not getting him the ball at all. And I know, obviously, the Chiefs were probably more prepared this week, and he's now part of a game plan
right.
for the opposing teams based on how well he's done this year.
I think in the second half there, they should have gone to Thompson more, and they were giving those carries to P-Ron. Taylor, that's a serious yawn, dude. I don't think I've ever seen – your mouth was like 8 inches open right there. That was wild. All right, I think it's clear that we're losing RT, so we better hustle here.
I'm good.
So how many game balls did we give out? Kirk and the whole O-line? Anybody else? And 95.
And Ryan Grant. No?
95 gets one.
And Davis.
Gets one.
And Vernon gets
one.
That's the thing. They played pretty damn good.
They played
they
really
just
well.
Didn't get it done.
Yeah.
Dustin Hopkins, man, I know it doesn't matter because the Chiefs ended up winning, but making that kick to tie it, it wasn't a far kick or anything.
40 yards.
But he had the 47-yarder prior to that. Didn't he hit one in the first half, too?
It was 19 or something like that.
It wasn't 19.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It was after they got down to the one and didn't score.
Right. And how long was that?
Just shut up. should they have gone for it
19.
When they got down there?
In hindsight, yes. And, you know, they were moving the ball pretty well. But I just think they wanted to get points on the board. I think it would have been a huge momentum swing had they not gotten any points on the board.
We yell about running the damn ball all the time. But in that third down, and so maybe it's a lose-lose situation for Gruden or the Skins or Kirk or whoever you want to say, but on those three plays inside the 10-yard line to not throw a ball into the end zone, not give a guy a chance, not have Kirk drop back, that kind of
hurt. It was the right time for the fade. It really was. You could have thrown the fade there, especially now that Kirk's starting to trust Doxson. I mean, let him go up and get it. All right, Taylor's seriously yawning. I know what'll excite him is when he gets to brag about winning the over-unders. Over-unders for this. Oh, jeez. This is going to be fun. Over-unders for the week were set at Kirk Cousins, 292 pass yards.
Yeah.
I said over. Taylor said under.
220. Let's see. 292 is less than – more than 220, so therefore the under wins.
All right, so Taylor wins the first over-under. In pregame, it was pretty wild, man. We had Mark Rypien on the show, and as I'm interviewing Mark Rypien, Joe Theismann just comes running up behind us and jumps in the shot, which was pretty interesting. And I asked
Joe
both
Theismann
of them.
Is want to do.
I asked both of them.
That's, you know where you don't want to be standing? Between Joe Theismann and a live camera open mic.
Taylor throwing shade.
I like Joe.
I asked both those guys over under 292. Both of them went under. So I was the only one feeling optimistic
you're
about
an
Kirk.
Outlier.
So based on that, JP's prediction, we would go with what?
Wrong. Okay, then. Oh, go ahead. You're the host. Go ahead.
All right. Rush yards. Rush yards. Really enjoying this, and it's kind of driving me nuts. Rush yards for the Redskins, 110 yard rush yards total.
Yep.
I said under. Yep. I was correct, but technically I was incorrect.
No.
What did they finish with?
Wait, I look. I see three sticks here when I look at rushing yards. That's 111, 111, which is – wait a minute. Let me think. More than 110. Over wins.
Such junk. Because the leading rusher was Kirk. That shouldn't count.
When do we go placing stipulations
on
shouldn't,
this? There's an asterisk. Asterisk on this one. But in the spirit of fair play, you guys can hit me with it.
One, two, three.
Damn it. So to really make things worse, so Taylor's already won at this point. He's two and oh. I went over. We our third, our wild card over under, which is user submitted. And I think our boy Rohishan RR submitted it, and we appreciate it. Was Redskins time of possession over under 31 minutes? Ooh. We both said over, Tandler.
Said
so
over.
You get an too.
Okay.
What was their final time of possession?
22:51.
Yikes.
And that was after having it for 13 and change in the first quarter.
Right. I mean, that's they had the score, the Vernon drive touchdown, the Ryan Grant touchdown was like a minute 30 drive.
I tweeted at the time. I said that was a great drive. The Redskins needed it, but the defense got no time on the sidelines to rest.
Right. And you saw that D was gassed late in the game.
Yes.
And as much as the Chiefs like to hit home runs, tonight they just hit singles up and down the field.
Grind. Alex Smith ran a couple of times.
Alex Smith, man, all that guy does is win games, and all people want to do is bench him. It's pretty remarkable.
It's some real nice. It's a real nice Thursday. That 30-yard pass to Kelce right down the middle of the field when
when they had done nothing, and had third and ten.
That got them going. He's a good little catalyst.
Why you gotta call him little?
Fine, he's a huge catalyst.
Yeah, you're weird. All right, so
he's an average-sized catalyst.
So I lost over unders. Tandler and I are now even on the season at 2-2, right. Much like
and,
the Redskins.
And I'm one win away from my my Starbucks mocha.
Yeah. So the rule is I win a soda every time I win. I get a Cheerwine from the Redskins media room soda machine. But a Cheerwine costs 50 cents. Tandler gets some fancy dancy drink costs $1.50. So he has to win three wins to my one. Just, you know, inflation and all.
I get it. I'm fine with it.
All right. So Taylor wins.
If you want to be cheap like that.
It's not cheap, dude. We discussed this. I want to talk about one thing. Now it's the bye week, right? On Redskins Talk Podcast, there is no bye week. We are doing fan week. We're going to have a lot of really cool stories. I've talked to a bunch of folks. Talked to EB from the Junkies, Chad Dukes, Kevin Sheehan, Steve Zabin. Talked to a bunch of fans that have big time, you know, Twitter and Instagram, and we're going to put all these into podcasts over the next week. I think you guys are going to enjoy them. And what I want to happen is I want you guys to send me your stories. So what I talked to Zabe and EB and all these dudes about is their favorite Redskins memory or their favorite Redskins moment and kind of what makes them fans. And you guys are going to like it, and I want it to be the catalyst, as Mitch would say, for you guys sending me your stories, the coolest stories we will read on Redskins Talk. I think it'll be fun.
Just send video form. We can see it in Redskins 100. We can see it in Redskins pregame. Shoot a selfie video. Tell us what your favorite Redskins stories are, and we'll put you on TV.
And we can use the audio in the podcast as well.
Gosh, you guys are like a who's
it's
who.
Like a multimedia
We're
type of experience.
Multi-platform right there.
Yep.
All right. I think we've taken care of most of the things we need to take care of. Is that correct?
You're the host. You tell me.
Well, I'm winging it, Taylor. What was the best barbecue you had this weekend? To me, it's kind of easy.
I got to go Q39.
I go with Q39. It was the best ribs I've ever had.
In the
I like the burnt ends at Arthur Bryant's.
Yep.
And the smoked turkey at Arthur Bryant's was...
Smoked turkey was awesome, and I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't. In barbecue rankings, which you guys kind of flopped on last week...
Incorrect.
Correct, but regardless, smoked turkey doesn't get very high, but that smoked turkey was really
good. That was good.
I tell you what, it's hard to do, so I don't think the, you know, where we live, I don't think a lot of people really try it.
I don't try
to do it.
Taylor and I will have our annual "Is Turkey Overrated" debate as we get closer to Thanksgiving. The sneak peek, it is. All right, so we are...
they're on the edge of their seats, I'm sure.
That take is totally... Eh.
No, the take's correct, like all my takes. Like the fact that lox is gross for breakfast. I got a lot of heat on Twitter for that, but it's a fact.
You know what? I did not step up and support you on Twitter, but I agree.
Oh, that's a victory.
You're both incorrect. It's the best breakfast that there is.
Mitch just keeps taking the mic.
I am, because you're wrong. You keep giving out wrong takes.
Like, journalism 101, don't let them take the mic. And Mitch is just overpowering me over here.
No, dude,
you're done.
Whose mic is it?
It's my mobile podcast studio.
All right.
I teased this earlier. Should Redskins fans be encouraged 2-2 at the bye?
Yes, absolutely. Considering, you know, they beat what appears to be a pretty good Rams team. They thumped maybe not looking as good Raiders team.
Well, especially Derek Carr hurt.
Yeah.
Now.
And, you know, they hung in with these guys on the road, make too many mistakes to win, which they have to clean up. But, yes, I think they should be encouraged. They have a lot of tough games this year. If they play most of them like this, I think they'll do pretty well.
Mitch Tischler, local celebrity. Should Redskins fans be encouraged 2-2 at the bye?
Absolutely. Based on however many years of questionable football the Redskins have put on tape, anyone who's not encouraged is pretty freaking cynical at this point. I think you got to be pretty happy at 2-2, and the way that they played, especially the defense is stepping up. I think you got to love it.
I agree. I think lot to like if you're a Redskin fan. The defense has proved to be legit, and they got to stay healthy. Zach Brown is a player for them, man. John Allen is a difference maker. Preston Smith's having a hell of a year, minus the offsides in Kansas City. So a week to get right. I don't think we're going to see them all week. I know they sent the media schedule. We're not out there all week, right?
No. So we'll be there till next probably
Monday. We are going to have some awesome content for you guys, though. You guys are really going to enjoy this fan week stuff. I want your feedback because I think it's going to be awesome. Also, I know there are a lot of you that listen to the podcast and have not given us reviews. This is me personally asking for a review. I like reading them. If nothing else, you're doing me a favor. So I offer you beers all the time. Give me a review. We're about done, RT. Anything to add?
I'm about done.
Yo, I might have to drive, dude. You might fall asleep at the wheel. All right, guys, one more time. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.